I mentioned top of the program about an interesting project in the Hamilton Harbor, of all places, a walleye a stocking program that the MNRF undertook and gone very well, apparently, extremely well. Joining us now is Colin Lake. He is the lead management biologist of the Lake Ontario Management Unit with the OMNRF. You know, it's only one letter. Right? It's only one letter they've added to it, but it's completely screwed up my whole delivery.
Exactly. Don't forget the F, though.
All right. Good morning, Colin. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for the call.
Absolute pleasure having you on the program. I did not know that we were stocking walleye in Hamilton Harbor, of all places. When did this start?
So there's been a few instances in the past where we've moved a few fish in through the 90s, but that was really just transferring some retired brood stock, so adult fish, and just very small numbers. And we've been doing assessment down in Hamilton Harbor for a long time now, and we didn't see those fish really stick. But the sort of modern or current stocking we're doing that's really resulting in the success we're seeing, we really started in 2012.
Wow. You know, I mean, people driving over the Skyway and looking down at Hamilton Harbor who aren't in the know would look at it and say, now, what in the world are you putting good fish into that kind of water for? Because it looks terrible. But, you know, we know that there's a great population of not only game fish but coarse fish that call that area home and are doing extremely well.
Yeah, so we do a certain kind of survey. We do lots of different netting, but this one particular survey focuses on the near shore. And we do a program in Hamilton, but we also do them right across Lake Ontario, in fact, down the St. Lawrence as well. So we can compare our catches in areas like Hamilton that, you know, have a history of lots of impacts and habitat loss. We can compare those areas with spots like the Upper Bay of Quinte that are relatively intact. And comparatively, actually, Hamilton Harbor grows more fish than anywhere else.
Wow.
Numbers are not the problem. But when you look at the number of species or the relative abundance, things like brown bullheads are the most abundant. About two-thirds of the fish are brown bullheads. But if you look at brown bullheads, channel cats, and white perch, that's about 90% of the fish. So numbers of fish are not the problem in Hamilton. It's the structure of the fish community, and in particular, a lack of predators.
Well, I want to talk to you about that because I have a little bit of experience fishing the Hamilton Harbor on various occasions. I've got some very particular questions to ask you. Colin, can you sit tight for a couple of minutes?
Sure.
We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, more on this incredible walleye program in Hamilton Harbor and all other good things that the MNRF is doing right here in Outdoor Journal. Don't you dare go away. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Angelo Viola, special in-studio guest, our good friend Sean Kelly, Black Angus Fine Meats.
Good morning, friends.
Behind the glass, Stephen Labadie, as per usual. Derek Brandale, Maria Saint-Aubin, The Fan, keeping us in check. Colin Lake, lead management biologist with the Lake Ontario Unit, Ministry of Natural Resources, and we're talking about this restocking program that's taken place in Hamilton Harbor. And I just mentioned, Colin, before we went to break, I've done some fishing in that area. I know how good it is. I don't think people are really aware of how fertile that bay is.
Yeah, productivity is not the problem there. Historically, we believe it was also very important, particularly for important prey fish like cisco or lake herring.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hey, Colin, I have a question for you. I grew up in that area. What effect has the decrease in boat traffic and industry in the harbor had to the decision to start to restock in that area?
Yeah, so it's important to note that it's not just our agency working there. There's a lot of other folks. Of course, my group is interested in the fish community, but the area has been designated a RAP or a remedial action plan is in place. Because it's an area of concern, the long-term impacts on Hamilton Harbor. And groups like the Bay Area Restoration Council and other folks have been working really hard for years and to improve the water quality. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. It's a long-term game there. It's you know, a lot of work. And the decision to put the walleye in isn't to say that everything's fine. We put them in hoping we give them a bit of a leg up, a bit of a jump start to the fish community, recognizing that there weren't enough predators there. It's good news. There's no doubt about it. Things are getting better, but there's still a lot of work to be done in terms of cleaning up the habitat and the water quality for sure.
And Colin, now, you know, you talk walleye, which is, I'm going to go on record here, arguably the tastiest critter we've got in our freshwater system in terms of consumption. And you've got Hamilton Harbor, which probably attracts more non-boating novice anglers than any other part, any other body of water in southern Ontario. When you put the two of those together, you obviously are going to have consumption issues, in this particular case with walleye. What is the quality of the fish out of Hamilton Harbor for purposes of consumption?
Sure. So important to note, too, that unfortunately we do have advisories right across the Great Lakes and inland, too. So Hamilton Harbor is not unique in that way. So they are in the Guide to Eating Ontario Fish that's put out by our sister agency, Ministry of Environment and Climate Change. So it's published, your listeners may know it, on a two-year cycle. So currently the guide is 2017-2018. And Hamilton Harbor walleye are in there. And the recommendation, as it stands now, is 8 meals a month of fish up to 16 inches in length.
So 8 meals a month. So I can't count, but I can add that's about 2 a week.
Well, it depends how much you eat, obviously. A meal is, on average, according to the guide, about half a pound.
About a half a pound. That's a lot of fish. That's a lot of consumption. Certainly. So
it's not zero, right? I think people are surprised. Now, it's just advice, and I encourage your listeners to go and make up their own mind and read the guide. It's only up to fish 16 inches. So at the time this was published, we didn't have bigger fish available for sampling. Of course, you've seen some of the photos. There's fish out there bigger than 16 inches now. So they're not in the guide, and, you know, I just advise people to look at the guide and make up their own mind.
Colin, this is completely off topic, but I always like to take advantage of having folks in the know on the program for questions that I have on a personal nature. Can you tell people what are the rules and regulations in terms of the public, the general public, releasing fish into the natural environment?
So fish they've caught or from somewhere else?
No. For example, can somebody, you know, they're listening to this program and this wonderful restocking deal going on in Hamilton Harbor. They may be living around the Hamilton Harbor area, and they're saying, you know what, I've got this big goby that I've had in my pond here for years. I need to get rid of that fish, and I don't want to kill it. You know what, I'm going to go help the M&R, and I'm going to go dump it in the lake at Hamilton Harbor.
Yeah, so that's not the sort of help we need.
Okay, perfect.
So yeah, you can't. You're not permitted by law to release fish. You know, transport live fish and release. That's stalking, and you need a permit to do that.
Perfect.
So yeah, please, your listeners, don't release pet fish into the harbor.
And you know, sometimes it's the well-intentioned people, Colin. You know, they don't want to kill the fish, and they see all this water, and you say, well, I'm just going to put it there. it's great.
If you have any questions, just phone your local MNRF, and we'll give you advice.
Perfect. What's up next in terms of projects?
So continued monitoring, and that's really the important background piece to this, is that we've been out there since 2006 looking at Hamilton Harbor. So we understood the fish community before we stocked, and we're continuing. We're going to do it anyway, whether the walleye were there or not. It's a regular program we run. So we'll continue to watch and see how they're doing, see how they're aging through the population, and keep updating folks.
Can people get updated on the internet, on your websites and stuff, on how things go?
Yeah, so here at the Lake Ontario Unit, we do publish an annual report every year. I'm happy to provide you that link if you'd like to post it yourself.
Absolutely, we'd love to.
Send her to John, and I'll send her up. I'll put her up on OGJRadio.com.
I'll follow up with that, yeah.
Awesome. Colin, really appreciate you joining us this morning, and keep up the good work, my friend.
Not at all. Thanks for your interest. Appreciate it.